and you're bringing children out, and when you come across people like us sleeping around, don't pass unkind comments like, next time when you grow up, you don't listen and all that, you got no money and all that, you're going to sleep in the streets like them, you know. I was with my mother that time, and we rented a flat. As time go by, you know, your monies are going down. I have to give my mom to my sister and I left because no one wants to take me. When funds are down and I start to plan what to do, I came out of the budget hotel and I stay in the streets. I was walking around finding where to sleep that night. I just went and looked around from UOB Centre right up to where I found a better place to sleep at the Pomodori there. And I stayed there for a few months, coming to a year. There was one lady who approached me from the Catholic Welfare Services, and they started talking to me, finding out why I was here and all that. When they told me there's the night cafe that they are starting, they asked me to join. I said, I see how first. Because at that time, I don't want to meet people. I don't know why. People have failed you and all that, you see. Friends were supposed to be your good friends, just disappeared all of a sudden. So I just don't want to see people. I think it was the third time that I really went because someone wanted a dinner. I came to the Catholic Welfare Service on Tuesday and I had my dinner and picked it up for them to eat. That's how I began coming here. What kept me coming back each time? I think because of the friendship that I made here, they make me feel very welcome. There's no distinction or class between us. We are all sleeping outside. Friends that come together to have a good meal, to laugh, to talk it out and all that, you see.
The rough sleepers are coming on the streets to ask for help in one way or another. And they told us that there were more of them out there. So we thought we should do something about it. So we started the first night mission in 2014. Following that, we thought that we should do more for them. That was how the night cafes came about. So then we opened up the first night cafe at St. Vincent Home. All this stopped during COVID. We couldn't do anything. After COVID, we restarted night cafes last year. Those people who were with us and found even permanent housing, they come back. And it is like an extended family. They have some form of kinship, and I think that is important.
Rough sleeping and homelessness are very complex social phenomena. The common reasons for rough sleeping include relationship problems, for instance, disputes with family members, mental health issues. Sometimes it's personal preferences as well. Some of the rough sleepers prefer to be with their friends in the streets, or they prefer to be on the streets to be near the workplace. And for some of them, it's also difficulty in securing permanent housing because of employment or financial issues. Since the Partners Engaging and Empowering Rough Sleepers, or PEERS, network was set up in 2019, a core part of its DNA has always been ground up and also its partnership-focused ethos.
The first 2 years of walking the streets and engaging our people out there, the rough sleepers. In the middle of the night, it's a bit difficult to have an in-depth and prolonged conversation. They are tired, they want to sleep. And up came this concept of the night cafe. To come up and gain back some dignity for 1-2 hours, sit down on a proper chair and table and have your dinner in dignity. Very soon, a very nice kampung spirit atmosphere was formed where the elderly and the volunteers and the rough sleepers could sit at table and play games together, you know, and spend that 1-2 hours together.
My father and my mother already passed away. Then my brother already sold the house. Then I sleep outside. Yeah, I sleep at the Marina Square. I sleep at the bench. I bring my back, then I put on top my head, then I sleep there. Early there is about 5 years or 8 years. The time I was lost everything in my IC. I lost my IC, I cannot find a job. Then after that, I cannot make my bank book. Everything I cannot get. Government give me money also, I cannot get. That's why I was come to the CWS to ask them to help me. My friend tell me, hey, can come on to CWS. Now I got a job, I got a friend, I feel better. Better from last time when I sleep outside. Yeah. Now I stay in the shelter in Telok Kurau. I already stay there about 3 months. I applied for the HDB, it's ready approved. Now I'm waiting for letter for selection.
What is your favorite thing to do at night cafe?
I come sometimes I come on Tuesday. It's a karaoke day lah. Karaoke day, sing a song, happy.
What a nice surprise!
This gentleman that was coming regularly to the cafe on Tuesdays for 8 months. He came and he sat down and he ate, joining in the conversations. And only after 8 months, there's one night after the night cafe, he asked whether he could see me and talk to me. He was rough sleeping. He didn't have his IC, which meant that he could not get the job. And I was taken aback because this was his situation for quite a number of years. We had to write a letter of appeal to ICA to waive the $300 penalty, which he could not afford, of course, to pay. The day when he got his IC and he walked through those doors and he took out from his wallet and he proudly showed to us, well, we were all so overjoyed. After that, we noticed whenever he walked through those doors on Tuesdays, he was no longer slouching and dragging his feet. He comes to the cafe, he still comes back, although he's in a shelter. Like so many others who have moved on, they all still come back because it's once a week family dinner.